is the Means Subcommittee on Human Services. It's Tuesday, June 3rd, 2003. We're going to work session, Senate Bill 5505, the Commission for the Blind. Before we're waiting on at least one more senator, and so that we can have a quorum. But in the interim, we can go ahead and have staff to give us the overview and recommendation. But before we do so, I want to say how pleased and happy I am personally that my good colleague that I've served two sessions in the House with and this session in the Senate, and who I've worked with on with him on the committee to try to restructure and deal with the Oregon Health Plan and other issues. We missed you terribly. We are so pleased and so glad that you're back and that you're recovering and that you're with us. I talked to you on the phone, but there's nothing like seeing the face in person. And we know that all is not over, but you have all of our prayers and thoughts in this building, and I just have to personally express that, Ben. I think sometimes we don't think of all the values until things like this occur, and we just, from this committee to you, we just want you to know how grateful we are that you're with us.
Well, thank you, Madam Chair. I must say your phone calls were very supportive and uplifting to both Libby and myself, and I cannot tell you just how great it is to be back, be participating in a normal function of what I am normally doing at this time of the year in odd-numbered years. That maybe is the best therapy of all, with the exception of the man upstairs.
Absolutely. So, great, Ben.
Thank each and every one of you guys.
I do have one question, though. I want to know whether or not what kind of a patient you were. I want to know if you behaved.
Well, let's just say that Brian Doherty had to call me off the floor because he has received quite a few, a spike in working condition complaints from medical facilities in Central Oregon.
Okay. With that, there's
I'm a good patient.
Well, I had to ask that because I know when my spouse was recovering from his triple bypass, I felt sorry for the nursing staff, and that there were times when staff, based on what they knew from their medical experience, that they wanted their patient to do them, and the patient thought they were still quite independent to do things on their own volition. So I just had to want to know if you were a good patient or whether you kind of acted up periodically. Mr. Olson, would you go ahead and begin, and hopefully the two senators or one of them will arrive so we can vote on this package.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Chair, members of the subcommittee. This is the budget bill for the Commission for the Blind. I'm working off of a memo that was delivered to your offices yesterday that will take you through the budget. First item on the memo is the technical adjustments that were made to the budget, which total $128,164. These were reductions for the salary freeze, merit increase eliminations, reductions for inflation, and also the reduction for the DAS assessment rate and the reduced Attorney General rate. The Attorney General rates were budgeted in the Governor's Balanced Budget at $109 an hour, and those rates are now down to $98 an hour. So those adjustments were made. Again, a reminder to the committee that it does not reduce the number of hours that the agency will be able to use the Attorney General. It just simply reduces the rates. Moving on to Package 091, there's an adjustment here. In Package 091, four positions were eliminated in rehabilitative services. One of those positions was a vocational rehabilitation counselor. And in consultation with the agency and LFO, we are recommending that the counselor position be restored and that an executive assistant position in the administrative services section be eliminated instead. The concern originally was whether or not there would be the same savings that would be realized from the change of those positions. And actually, the elimination of the executive assistant position will result in an additional roughly $5,000 in savings. And again, as noted in the memo, but more importantly, the agency will be able to provide critical services to its clientele with the restoration of the council position. Policy, this agency, the commission, only has one policy enhancement policy package, 101. This is due to increased rent costs for the agency. For the last couple of biennia, the agency was on a subsidy, a rental subsidy, that helped them pay some of their rent. That subsidy is no longer available, and so they are increasing to the self-sustaining rent with DAS. As you might recall, during the budget hearing process, we talked about the possibility of this agency being held responsible for an additional $160,000 of rent in this biennium.
Mm-hmm.
The resolution of that is that the Department of Administrative Services is not charging the agency for those costs for the current biennium, but the rent costs will go up for the 03-05 biennium, and so this is what this package is for. And legislative fiscal is recommending approval of this package. But we were glad to see that they would not be held responsible for the rent for the 0103 biennium.
Excuse me?
Okay.
Senator Smith. I mean, Representative Smith.
Thank you.
I elevated you already.
That's okay. I don't see here how much it went up.
The rent?
Yeah, I'm looking.
Madam Chair, Representative Smith, the rent is actually spread throughout several of the different programs. On page 8 of 20, the administrative services, it goes up $15,000 there. And then if you go back to page 11 of 20, there's an additional amount that is charged to Rehabilitative Services Division, another $41,000. And then on page 14 of 20, there's an additional $12,000.
Good grief. 14, how come it's spread out like this?
Well, you'll see each one of these up in the upper right or upper left corner. Each of these is a different program of the agency, a different budget unit. And so they're spreading those rent costs out across all of those program units so that they all pay a portion of that. Currently, the rent is shared amongst all the different programs, and so that's why it's split up.
Okay.
Jumping down to the bottom of the second page of the memo regarding performance measures. Again, the performance measures can be found in the governor's balanced budget binder starting on page 25. There were no specific concerns expressed during the budget hearing regarding the performance measures, and so LFO is recommending that they be approved as submitted by the agency. Those performance measures were did go through the Performance Measure Review Committee for their approval, and they have approved the performance measures as well.
Senator Smith. Representative Smith, I'm going to make you that today.
Okay, I'll just sit over there in the Senate side. I'm sorry to digress, but Policy Package 101, is that an increase of rent of $73,222, or is that the total amount of the rent?
That's an increase.
Okay.
In the amount.
That's what I thought. Okay. I'm just making some notes here.
Yeah. The package only reflects the increase in the rent. I can provide to you the...
what was the original increase? 100 and...
And this is something that the agency has no control over.
Right.
That's
it's
correct.
What has occurred. In fact, it would have been greater than... the figures here and staff and talking and also talking to Department of Administrative Services with not only this agency, but some other agencies were caught in the same situation where rents that they had been subsidized, and then suddenly now the Department of Administrative Services wanted them to come up and pay the total 100% plus rental. And we did get them to agree not to do that this session,
right,
to go ahead with the normal rent increase. We felt it was very unfair to spring this on these small agencies that way. So that, and we asked them to absorb it someplace else. And
so how are they absorbing it?
Gas
in their budget.
Yeah.
In the Department of Administrative Services budget.
Going to the last page of the memo, position vacancies. At the time of the vacancy report, the Commission for the Blind had 7 vacant positions. Of those 7 positions, 4 were eliminated in the governor's balanced budget. And LFO is recommending that no further eliminations take place at this time. That would leave them with 3 vacant positions. Okay. I will note, though, for the record, that the agency has already eliminated several positions through efficiencies that they've completed. You'll notice that especially the general fund portion of this budget has been reduced, and the LFO recommended budget level for the general fund portion, at least, is 9.6% less than what was adopted by the 2001 Legislative Assembly for the agency. So that they have taken a substantial reduction, and much of that has been done through efficiencies in the agency.
I might point out, because I need to put it on record, that this agency several years ago was having some serious problems in management, and with the new administrator and what they have done over the past biennium has been wonderful work, and I need to let them know that the issues that were raised previously are not issues that are there today. They have really looked at their budgets, they really looked at efficiencies, and they have, and them and their commission have done an outstanding job, and I want to let you know that I think you've done quite well. Just continue the good work. I think Mr. Olson shares that sentiment.
Absolutely. Yes. Okay. Moving on to ending balances. As outlined here in the memo, there are 4 other fund ending balances. The Industries for the Blind comes from receipts of sales of goods and services, plus the contract payments from Multnomah and Clackamas counties. As of the end of March of 2003, the ending balance was $178,000, which is about 3 months' worth of expenditure for the program, which is in line with the recommended ending balance levels. The operations fund comes from cooperative agreements with school districts and interagency agreements. The commission uses these funds, along with general funds, as match for federal funds. The balance as of March 2003 was $17,840. There's no accurate way to reflect the amount of number of months that is, but $17,000 is a pretty minimal balance for that fund. The Business Enterprise Set-Aside Fund is established as a dedicated account in the Oregon Revised Statute and used for specific expenses. Blind vendors who operate the cafeterias, vending routes, and snack bars, etc., pay a portion of their net income into this fund. The ending balance as of March was $115,848. Again, there's no accurate method to determine the proper amount for this ending balance. These monies are used to pay for certain expenses as outlined in the statutes, for example, maintenance and repair of equipment, and there's no way to determine when a major breakdown would occur, and much of this money would have to be spent at one time to make those repairs. The fourth fund is the donations fund. There's been some discussion about this fund for quite some time, and the Legislative Fiscal Office and the Department of Administrative Services is working with the Commission and the Commission staff to determine what appropriate use these funds might be. In the past, these were used for specific purposes. There are some occasions where those who are making donations will specify specifically what they will be, the funds will be used for. We believe, and we believe the commission is in agreement, that at least a portion of these funds may be able to be used to match federal funds. And so we are exploring that possibility and anticipate coming to the emergency board early on during the interim to provide a report and perhaps to seek additional other fund and federal fund limitations if we find that that money can indeed be matched for federal funds.
Representative Peacock.
Thank you. It says they had talked about only using the interest off this money. If we could discuss for a minute, Madam Chair, the interest rates are kind of low now. I wouldn't think you'd be making a whole lot of interest off this money. Correct me if I'm wrong. So maybe another use for it would be extremely appropriate. Federal fund match or
Madam Chair, spending. Representative Smith, in the past, the practice of the commission has been to use the interest only. But I think they agree with you and are looking at maybe they can use some of this money for other purposes now, more than just the interest. Economic times have changed. They realize the reductions in the state funds that are available, and so they're looking at ways that they can use this money to leverage other money as well and perhaps use some for operating costs.
Madam Chair.
Are there any additional questions?
No, I'm fine, thanks.
I just want to join you in.
Senator Carter.
I just want to join you in this, the efficiencies that this agency has brought about after having been here during the early 80s and know their struggles. I'm just very, very pleased. And with that in mind, I'd like to offer a motion to approve the budget for the Commission of the Blind as modified and amended in Senate Bill 5505.
Senator Carter moves that we accept LFO's recommendation as amended with a due pass to full Ways and Means. Are there any objections? Hearing none. I again want to commend you because you have come a long way and you have done yeoman's work. I think that those of us who have been here, and Senator Carter was here in the 80s, really commend you for the work that you have done, and we appreciate it very, very much, and thank you. Rosie didn't collect any money today, you guys. Remember now the contents of Rosie are to be... to go to the Oregon Food Bank. And since our good Representative Bates is here tardy, we will ask him if he would like to vote on the Senate Bill 5505. And if you do, would you like to have your vote recorded, Representative Bates?
Yes, Madam Chair, I would. I would offer the excuse that I was helping a member of the Republican Party get a bill passed in a different committee, but we don't want to hear that problem.
No, okay. Just the vote.
I vote yes, Madam Chair.
Please be card. No. I vote Senator Gordley.
Thank you. And Representative Tootie Smith may have already mentioned this in my absence, but we heard the budget for the Oregon State Library in the Ways and Means Education Subcommittee on Monday. And they are planning to strengthen their services and outreach to the blind. And it was our suggestion that they outreach to the Commission for the Blind in those efforts. And they expressed a willingness to do that and great enthusiasm. So just want to pass that message along to you.
Senators, you were not here when I welcome our colleagues back. The one that's way down there on the end, way down there on the end. And if you would like to tell him hello to him and welcome home, I think now's the time to do so.
Madam Chair, I would be remiss if I wouldn't tell him how much we missed him with all of his crazy actions and being bad and pulling people out of committee and all of those other kind of stuff, because you miss that kind of stuff when people are not here. So we're glad to have the little bad boy from Central Oregon back to the legislature.
And Madam
the
Chair,
bad boy from Central Oregon. All right, I'll take that. There's the headline.
I would just say I had become accustomed to looking to the left and reading the eyebrows. Welcome back.
Thank you.
Senator Shields?
I'm so far around the bend over here that he's to my right.
Watch out. Probably on some issue, Senator. That is true.
But you know, I'm the only one that did a remonstrance about your return today. After seeing on videotape your comments yesterday, Representative, I stood and essentially in a sentence said, you know, it was wonderful to hear what you had to say. And, you know, I hope nobody else has to go through what you went through to arrive at that point of, I didn't use the theological word, but that point of epiphany, which I thought you shared very
well.
That's a good
word. Mm-hmm. Yeah. House members?
Oh, I just ditto everything everybody else has said. I've missed him dearly.
I didn't miss him because he never... I mean, got
well,
like,
you know,
2 weeks, you
that's
know.
Probably because you bugged him.
You know, he didn't miss me.
One of the things I had to say to my good friend, Dr. Bates, Representative Bates, Dr. Bates, we all call him Doc, that I think he's been the busiest this session of any session in this building. And we're also very grateful that you are here.
Yes.
You know, when I went to San Francisco, I had a few. Was it last week, week before last? If it hadn't been for my good doc getting me there and giving me what I needed in order to be there those 3 or 4 days, I would not have made it there either. So, and I know that you've counseled our good friend, Representative Westland, and I know others in this building, that you have taken the time to be the tending physician to us. And so I think we want to say thank you.
You're too kind. It's an honor to do this. You're too kind.
Yes.
Too many times we don't say things to state employees, and if you don't mind, I'd like to take this opportunity to say thank you to Stephanie, who directs the Department of Vocational Rehabilitation in my district, who's also a constituent. But more than that, colleagues, this woman takes her days, her vacation time. She's sitting in the audience. She takes her vacation time and actually chairs the Commission for the Blind.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
on her vacation.
On her vacation time.
She's a rather efficient worker, I'd say.
I would say so. And I just want to give her kudos. I mean, I think it's so awesome.
Tomorrow, I believe we're going to hear, which budget tomorrow, Board of Nursing tomorrow will be on the agenda. I'm going to have printed for you the schedule of the budget so that you know which ones we'll be hearing when, so that you have some advance notice on the budget. We will start beginning, I've started requesting some of the bills that the co-chairs are sitting on, and asking them to begin moving some of them so that we're not stacked up at the end, you know, trying to get out some of those issues. So they're working those there, and if you have a particular interest in a bill that has not arrived, if you'll get a note to me so that I can get to the co-chairs and see if we can't get some of that activity going forward so that we're not behind the curve. And again, thank all of you, and we are adjourned.